Hello, mommies, and welcome to another episode of the Messy Mommies Podcast. I am your host, Brandy.
And I am Shantae.
Hello, Shantae.
Hi, girl.
How are you?
Okay, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you for asking. Mommies, thank you so much for joining us today. We greatly appreciate each and every one of you guys. Mommies, we're not going to hold you up. We're going to get right to it. Today's Thursday. Mm-hmm. What that mean, Shantae?
I mean, it's almost the weekend.
And what's the weekend mean, Shanta?
It just means some turn up with yourself, turn up with your friends,
hey.
Turn up with your man,
hey.
turn up.
You're so Atlanta.
I'm so Atlanta. Don't you ever forget it, great baby.
She's so Atlanta. That's right, mommies. It is Thursday, and that means you have made it through the whole week. I am I am very proud of you.
So proud. You got me stumbling.
Where that came from, right? I'm very proud of you guys. Enjoy yourself this weekend, guys, by any means necessary. Well, not by any means necessary. Just enjoy yourself this weekend, but do it responsibly because you have littles at homes who are going to be looking for their mommy. So, mommies, before we jump right into today's episode, let's just take 2 seconds and take a deep breath in. Inhale. And exhale. Woo. We know we'd be needing that. Just take a moment to just decompress for a minute. On today's episode, let's talk about traveling babies.
Tell us. What do you mean, traveling babies?
Girl, these children be on the move.
Girl, by themselves?
No.
Are they booking flights?
Girl, that's what they act like.
Oh, man.
Let's talk about how it is traveling with children, mommies. I recently went to Colorado earlier this month, and I took both of my babies with me. It was a family winter vacation / birthday celebration. You guys know my birthday was earlier this month as well. So we took our babies with us to Colorado, which was a 2.5-hour flight. This was the first time we traveled with our babies via plane. We've traveled with them in a car many a times. You know, we've drove to Michigan or to Florida or whatever. We've traveled with them by car many a times, but this was the first time we traveled by plane. Shantae, mm-hmm. Have you traveled with your littles by plane?
No, ma'am. Well, I only have a 2-year-old and a 3-month-old. We're not getting on nobody's plane until they don't mandate a 2-year-old having a mask on their face, because it ain't happening around here. So we'll just be in the car.
Do they mandate the 2-year-olds?
Mm-hmm. Girl, you haven't seen the stuff? Anybody 2 and over? Any child 2 and over, they have to have the mask on their face the entire flight.
Oh, wow. You do have to have it on the entire flight, but they weren't super strict with it, though. Even with Sky, mm-hmm. Sky's 6, they weren't super strict with it.
I've seen some videos of parents getting kicked off, and it's not a race thing either, because I've seen some white, I've seen some black, yeah. I think I've seen some Latino. I just rather not go through that because I'm at a 4, 5, their dad's at a 9, 10, so that won't work out at all,
right?
With them trying to tell him what to do with his child, yeah. Okay? So we're just going to wait out this whole COVID thing, and we'll just be in that car.
Traveling close by. So, well, let me explain to you how it felt traveling with baby. This is just my experience. Everybody else, your experience may be different, may be similar, but I'm just going to elaborate a little bit on my experience with traveling with my babies. First and foremost, it wasn't the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
You know, hi nephew. It wasn't terrible at all. Mm-hmm. What I will say is it was very demanding because my little one, she's only one, so I have to take a lot of stuff with her to accommodate her. You know what I mean? And so because of that, it was a lot. We had to take her car seat. We had to take her stroller. We had to take, you know, snacks and milk and stuff so that she can have that on the flight. And so all of those things made it kind of a lot. And then I know I tell y'all all the time, but my one-year-old is live all day, every day, okay?
The one.
I'm talking about the girl is the light of the party everywhere she go. And so it wasn't, my six-year-old is, they're like night and day. You know, Sky is cool, calm, collected. I had no issues out of Sky. This was Sky's first time flying. She was all in, chilling, because that's what she do. No issues out of her. Novi, on the other hand, she want to play with the people next to us. She want to play with the man's hat in front of us. She want to talk to the man behind us. She, you know, she want to play with the flight attendants. She just want to be the light of the show. And so the funny thing about Novi is, Shantae, do you know this girl slept all through the layovers? She slept all through the airport when we made it to our destination. She slept in the car on the way to the hotel when we made it to our destination. The girl slept and from. Okay. I wanted her to sleep on the flight, but she did total opposite. She stayed up the whole flight to and from. And as soon as we got off the flight, she was awake. Or right before we got on the flight, she was asleep. And so, I mean, as soon as we got off the flight, she was asleep. As soon as we got, before we got on the flight, she was asleep. And so that made it very interesting. However, I just love, love, love that that little girl is such a positive ball of energy. She do be live all the time, but it's such, it's in a positive way. You know, it's not like she was screaming, crying, and having a fit. She just wanted to, she just wanted, nephew.
Yes, baby.
Guys, sorry, Amir's here with us today.
Hello. I mean, it's usually Christian, but Amir wanted his mother, so,
so yes. It's bring your son to work day, and I'm okay with
hello.
That.
Hello. Hello. Okay, I mean, the live, look, live Novi got to make an appearance as well.
Yeah, she will at some point, I'm sure. I'm sure. I think she did in the very beginning. I think in the very beginning she did. But anyway, so I just love that the little girl is such a ball of positive, you know, energy. She makes everybody smile everywhere she go. So much so that, do you know this lady on our flight asked my husband if she can hold our baby? Wait, what?
Not tapping. Oh, who? This one?
Oh, sorry, ma'am. No, you cannot hold my baby. I appreciate that you like her and that, you know, I appreciate that you guys are vibing right now. But you can't hold her. So that was to and from. You know, they were very well behaved for the most part. I didn't have too many issues with them. Like I said, the biggest thing that I've dealt with that was a little frustrating was having to take so much stuff to accommodate a one-year-old being out of town. And not only being out of town, but being in a place that is so cold, though, too. You know, we had to take extra stuff. And, you know, with her not being as independent as my six-year-old, you know, Sky just get up and go. She, you know, she don't need too much nothing. It required us to take a lot of things. So I don't think that that's something that I would do again anytime soon, because it just was so much. I would much rather drive to somewhere and go on vacation somewhere close where we can drive, because it's easier to maneuver that way by car than it is by plane with having a child so small. I know I have heard stories about mommies who have children that small, and it was an easy breezy transition for them. And I don't know if it's because they didn't have to take like car seat and stroller and all of that, but we had to take all of that. And so
I don't know why. I know I used to work at the airport just for 2 months, and but I did see a lot. And every parent I saw with children as young as our children, they did have car seats and stuff. Yeah, I don't know what would have made it easier for them. I don't know. I just couldn't imagine, because I definitely need, I would have to bring our double stroller.
Yeah.
For my two, because Amir is retreating back to child to a baby, so he don't even be wanting to walk a lot.
Yeah.
So I couldn't even imagine, honey, just with the stroller alone.
Yeah, it's a lot. But then it's kind of a catch 22 for me, if I'm being honest with you, because Novi is, she's about to be 15 months here soon, but she's physically small, right? Mm-hmm. She's a small baby. She is still in a back-facing car seat. Mm-hmm. And so we haven't transitioned her into a front-facing car seat. When I say the little girl can't stand that car seat, she cannot stand that car seat. So even when we're traveling via car on vacation, she's over it. So she's back there hollering because she wants to get out the car seat, and she cannot stand the car seat. The girl wants to get up and see the world. And so it's almost a catch 22. Like, on the flight, she was quiet, playing, laughing, making friends with everybody. And then, girl, I didn't even tell you, on the way home, there was 9 babies on the flight.
Really?
9 babies on the flight, girl. When I tell you, all you heard was baby talk through the whole flight.
Y'all was talking some junk, weren't y'all?
I'm talking about one yelling at the other one trying to yell back, and none of them know how to talk.
Cute.
Yeah. So it was quite interesting, to say the least. But like I said, I don't think it's something that I would do. Maybe when she get like 3, I wouldn't mind doing it, because she's a little, you know, at 3 they're a little more independent than they are at 1. And I won't need as much, I don't think, when she gets like 3. But traveling by car, like, though it's easier physically, it's her that, you know, she be hollering because she wants to get out. But I know you have traveled by car with the boys.
I have.
Didn't you just go to Florida not too long ago?
Yeah, we were in Florida in June, in summertime. Was that June? Yeah, it was on Father's Day that we left. Yeah, so I've traveled with Amir when he was 2-3 months. We had to go down to Florida. We went down to Jacksonville. His dad's family is from Jacksonville. And then we had to go down to almost West, what is that? West Miami? No, I mean, right before you get, it was like an hour away from Miami. I can't remember exactly what it was. So we drove even further down south when Amir was just 3 months. And it wasn't fun at all. It wasn't fun because my baby wasn't having it at all, honey. We had to take a lot of different breaks. But this time when we traveled, he was older, so he's paying attention to the iPad and stuff like that, so he was able to be distracted.
Yeah.
Right. Now we'll see, because we're planning on going to the cabins next month, and Christian will be 4 months by the time we go, so we'll see how he does it. Christian is a different baby.
That second one usually is.
He's different. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting, because sometimes he'll sleep the whole ride, because their dad's parents lives 45 minutes away one way. My mom lives 45 minutes away another way from us. So when we're going to see family, we're always in the car for almost an hour. So Christian has either been asleep or he been up.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. I mean, we're going to test it out, because we're going to go to the cabins. That's about a 3-hour drive, if that. So we're going to test that out. I think if we make sure he got some food, he'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
It's the packing for me. Yeah. When it gets to these kids.
Especially when they little. I'm telling you, with Sky being 6, I'd be like, come on, let's go. And she ready. Mm-hmm. It don't take much. But when they little, like Novi 1 and Christian 4, even Amir, he 2.
Amir was 1 when we went down to Orlando. We were down there for 7 days. And girl, just having to pack alone, because one of our episodes is gonna be how we shop for our kids, or what we do for our kids when it comes to shopping, because my baby he's nicely dressed, him and Christian, we keep our kids nicely dressed. So I mean, we have to have options. So he had to have options when it came to his swim trunks. He had to have options when it came to his shoes. And he had to have options when it came to his clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So my baby Amir had like maybe, including a diaper bag with his diaper, maybe 3 bags of his own.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be fun when we're traveling with 2, because they got to have options. But it's fun. It's fun to set the outfits out. It's just very fun. It's fun to shop for it too. Because
mm-hmm.
usually shopping before you go in out of town.
What I don't like is the laundry that I have to do when I come home from mm-hmm. being out of town.
You know what I found out though? Mm-hmm. I was looking at something on YouTube, and the people travel all the time, and they like to either get laundry service or where they're at, or a room with laundry in it, so that once they come home, they just putting this stuff up.
Oh, that's
just smart. Washing it how we came home because we had a house mm-hmm. In Orlando. We had a big old house, so everybody was washing their clothes, so we washed our clothes and we came home, put everything up. We may have had like the clothes on and maybe already the clothes were clean and
mm-hmm.
not pretty well. That was I think that's a really cool thing, to wash your clothes while you're there.
Yeah, that's the way to be proactive. Absolutely. Because I be having, between my husband, 2 girls, and myself, I had so much laundry to watch when I came home. And we were gone for, 5 days?
Mm-hmm.
And I had a lot of laundry to wash when I came home. And then, not to mention, you know, the baby had an accident, so you got to have extra clothes.
You better be proactive, mother.
Sky dropping ketchup on her shirt, so I got to change her shirt, you know. And then I don't know how you travel, but if you travel like us, a lot of stuff we buy when we get there so that we don't have to worry about packing it to go.
Like what?
You know, like mouthwash, toothpaste. Ooh. If we're somewhere where it's warm, like when we go to Florida, we usually get swimsuits and swimming trunks and stuff like that while we're in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
We
usually have that stuff pre-packed because we got that special toothpaste we use. Special stuff around here that we don't know we gonna find when we get to another city.
Right.
That or something sense. Like that. So, yeah. But now I understand the convenience of, okay, I ain't finna worry about that. We're gonna stop by Walmart and we're gonna pick this up.
So that makes sense. Every time we go out of town, as soon as we get there, we're stopping at like a Walmart or something like that, whatever's closer to us, to pick up little knickknacks or, you know, extra teas or whatever it is that we didn't pack while we were home. And then we had to watch that too, especially with traveling, because, you know, we had to pay for luggage and luggage go by weight.
Yep.
So, you know, just being a little proactive.
Yep.
However, I will say overall, I'm still trying to feel Novi out, how she would be as a traveler, because we travel a lot, you know that, just being close to us. Huh?
Yeah, out of here.
Yeah, we be out of here. My little family, we don't be waiting on nobody. We be gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Sky, the first time we traveled with Sky was probably like 6 or 7 months the very first time we traveled with her. And she did super good. And we drove, I think, to Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Then we turned around and did it again when Sky... No. I think the first time we traveled all the way to Michigan, Sky was 1, because we went for her first birthday. We had her first birthday in Michigan. She did really good. So she's like her dad. She don't mind traveling at all. That girl, when I tell you the little girl is my road dog, she is my road dog. She be ready to go. Where we going? What time we going? I'm there front and center. I'm talking about the girl be riding.
Mm-hmm. Now, me, myself, I don't like the car. Mm. I don't like it at all. I don't like it. But because I do have churn, And it is COVID. If we're going somewhere, we just gonna have to be in the car. I know this summer we do have several trips planned so far this year. Nothing too bad. Nothing, I don't think, over 6 hours. Mm-hmm. You gotta take real deep breaths when you're going to take those rides, but I definitely prefer the plane. Now, where are you guys planning on going next?
Well, because we just got back to Colorado, we just got back from Colorado like 2 weeks ago. We mm-hmm. haven't made no plans of our next trip yet. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It probably won't be. Actually, you know what I've been thinking about? Let me not say I don't know. I heard there's a really beautiful beach right here in Georgia called Butterbean Beach. Have you heard of it?
Girl, no. My whole life I've been in Georgia. And I ain't never heard of no Butterbean Beach.
Look it up right now.
Now, Brandy, right now. Are you joshing me?
If I'm lying, I'm flying, girl.
And I see the wings, Brandy.
Look it up right now, too.
Oh, my goodness. Girl, right this thing say this is in Chatham County, Georgia.
Tell them, Shantae, don't make me out to tell no stories.
And the first thing I see is a Confederate bikini.
It's not on the beat.
Girl, this thing say the redneck Ramirez.
Y'all, don't listen to her. Do not listen to her. Don't listen, y'all. Mommy, don't listen to her. Look it up for y'all.
It looks like a beautiful redneck beach. Beautiful. It does look nice.
It's a beautiful beach, right?
Girl, I can't wait to get out this car and talk to my mom and ask her. She done heard. Girl, I might need to call her with you on freeway. Mama, you ever heard of Butterbean Beach?
Yeah, don't listen to her.
No, it's near Savannah. Okay, this makes sense. It's near Savannah. Okay.
So, anyway, because I just heard about this beautiful beach, I was pondering maybe taking a trip there, like a little weekend trip with my little family, because that's only, 2 hours away. Y'all, mommies, don't listen to her. She play entirely too much.
I just call it how I see it.
No, she don't. Silly. Look it up, yeah, mommy. Tell me what y'all think.
Look it up. Y'all go look it up. If you've been.
Go look it up and then email me at messymomhelp@gmail.com. Look it up. Butterbean Beach in Georgia. And email me at messymomhelp@gmail.com and tell me if you heard of it or if it look suspect.
Okay. Yes.
It's a gorgeous beach.
Looks nice. No, it looks nice. It looks nice. It does. It does. We are planning on going to Asheville next month. If we do, can't wait to have that conversation with you guys, because Asheville has a lot of vegan restaurants.
So you just gonna sit here and talk like I'm not supposed to be going to that church?
I said we.
Oh, I thought you was talking about you and your family.
I said we, as in you and I, my friend. You and I, our families. I supposed to be going there. We're looking for some place to be that can hold us.
Yes.
And we plan on having fun for that weekend and eating good.
I forgot all about that trip. While I'm talking about, I don't know where I'm going. Yes. Next. I did.
And I want to get back down to Destin. We know you love Destin, Brandy. I would love to get back down to Destin. My whole family went 2019 for Labor Day weekend. So that's the plan again to go for Labor Day weekend. We love the hotel that we stayed at. We stayed in a penthouse suite with 5 bedrooms. It was beautiful. And nice. Then that hotel had its own private beach, so we just had to take a boat to the hotel, to the beach, and it was all so nice. I loved it. So my whole family wants to go back for it. It's so much fun. And then when for Jeremy's birthday, or we may be heading to Vegas, and we ain't bringing the kids. We already got the settlers. They've already committed to us. So I don't know. Which one would you say, Vegas or Colorado? It'll be his birthday September 25th.
Okay, so I would say because you're not taking the kids with you, you already have that established. Have you guys been to Vegas before?
I've been. He hasn't been. And neither of us have been to Colorado.
Okay, I would say because I know the lifestyle he likes and what he likes to indulge in, Colorado would probably be fun for you guys, but it's not something that you don't want to take the kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a trip you can take your kids. If you're going to have a babysitter and not worry about your kids, I would definitely say go to Vegas first.
But, you know, they cater to his lifestyle as well in Vegas.
Oh, well, bada bing, bada boom.
It's going to be one. We're going to go to one and the other. Because Vegas is not expensive. I've been to Vegas twice. It's not an expensive trip to go. It's just the flight is just boo-boo. I don't like how long that flight is. About 4 or 5 hours.
How long is it? That's how long. You know, I went to Coachella. Mm-hmm. When Beyonce performed. Okay. Had a good old Holly Johnson.
I mean, did you have to flex on us that way?
I'm sorry.
But you did ask me to go. And I was pregnant. So it's okay.
Was you pregnant then?
It was 2018, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Right after she had the twins. Yeah.
I was pregnant.
I did. I had it all set up. I was like, Shantae going with me. My best lie going. Mm-hmm. Shantae was like, But anyway, so that flight was 4 hours too. I'm not a big... I can't say I really like flying myself. I don't mind if it's quick, but long flights...
Girl, because really heavily considered going like to Africa, to all these other places, and I'm like, oh, I would love to go. Then I think about the flight, and I'm like, I cannot imagine being on the flight for so long.
What you would have to do is like not sleep for like 3 days and then just sleep on the whole flight.
So do you plan on getting a girl's passport?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. That's on my to-do list. Yeah. Very soon. I mean, very soon. We are, my honeymoon, my anniversary is in July. And I would love to go out of the States for my anniversary in July. And I'm talking like, I know everybody want to go to Africa and Jamaica and stuff. I'm talking about I want to go to like, I see it in my head. Why am I having a... Matter of fact, you and I was just talking about
you
it.
And
you and I. We were just talking about it. Remember? Because I was like... might not have been you.
I was about to say, I was trying to think about what we were talking about, but we talk about so much.
That wasn't you. And I was like, look up how much the bungalows
are. Oh, you talking about the Maldives?
That wasn't you? Nah. Actually, I think that was Lala I was talking to. I think I was talking to Lala. Dang, I'm having a complete brain fart. I can't even remember, but the bungalows are on the water and everybody has like their own hot tub in the room and they own bungalow and it's just really, really beautiful. I can't think of where I'm talking about right now.
Aruba.
No, but Fiji. Cabo?
I know. But it's not just one place who has the bungalows in the water though. It's different places that have that as well.
Yeah, it's a million places. I don't know. But this is the conversation I just had with, I thought it was you, but I'm tripping it. I think it was Lala. I just had, because we were talking about going, and she was talking about getting a hotel there, and I said, look at how much the bungalows are. But anyway, I want to go out of the States where the water is so blue, it looks unreal.
That's how they say it is when you get down to the Keys. Go super down in Florida. I've been to. Have you been out of the country before?
I'm so ready.
To Jamaica, and I've been to. Me and Jeremy took a cruise, and we went to the Bahamas. So we went to two different parts of the Bahamas. So it was nice. It was very nice. I enjoyed it, but we would have to go back to the Bahamas again. I think we went in 2017. Kind of after a hurricane or something, so a lot of the beach wasn't available. So it was fun. The cruise. Have you ever been on a cruise?
No, I never really had a desire to go on a cruise. I don't know why. It just doesn't really appeal to me that much. I mean, if the opportunity presented itself and, you know, my crew and anybody in my little crew was like, let's come together and go on a cruise, and I would be down, but it's not something that I would initiate.
Let me tell you something. I would go on a cruise. I don't know if I would go on a Disney cruise with the kids, of course, but if we go on another cruise, we went to Carnival. You know, it's our first time. I had a blast. I had a lot of fun, and you can really get drunk with no worries on that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can just be just fine. You're gonna get to your room. You know what I'm saying? You don't gotta worry about driving home. You don't have to worry about nothing. You eat a lot, you get off at your destinations, go do things, and you get back. It's just nice. It was me and Jeremy, but I think it would be fun if we went in a group of people. It was fun. I would try it again, but it wouldn't be a long one. Like, we got there on a Thursday and came back on a Monday, and it was perfect. The life on the boat, they have so many activities. It's something to do from when you wake up to when you go to sleep. They got comedy shows, they got games, they have
Turks and Caicos. Oh, that's what I was talking about. Boom. Yes. I don't know why I just had a brain fart. I was literally just talking about it with my other best friend, and we were talking about going. I don't know why that didn't just, So that's where I'm trying to go, probably for my honeymoon. I mean, why do I keep saying my honeymoon? My anniversary. That'd be dope. I'm sorry.
But yeah, it was fun. It would be fun if we went again. Maybe we could try the Disney cruise with the kids, and then maybe we could try without the kids, on a regular cruise, just go for a couple of days, because we don't like to be away from our children, so. Me and Jeremy want to go to Canada. It'll be a summertime Canada, though. It wouldn't be wintertime. Right. I can't do that. I don't want to do that. And I would like to also go to Mexico.
I'm down for that one.
Yeah, so we can get the planning, because we won't have jobs to answer to. You feel me? I'm gonna speak that into existence in a positive way. I'm gonna quit and I get fired, and we're gonna move like that.
For sure. So, would you recommend traveling with babies, or would you say mommies, if you had to say mommies, go ahead and travel with your babies, or mommies, don't travel with your babies, and just say which one you want?
I've heard this and I believe it. Travel with your girls, travel with your significant other, and travel with your kids, because you see three different aspects of it. And I believe it. You know what I'm saying? You get to live through your kids and experience new things from what they see. You get to experience things with your man. And then you can experience things with your friends. So I'm going to always say, yes, bring your kids. I love it. Yes.
And for me, I'm going to say, yes, take your children when you travel, but don't take them if you're going super far. That's what I say. Because you want your children to be well diverse in the world. You know, you want them to experience different things in the world. One of the reasons why I enjoy taking my daughters on vacation with me is because I don't want them to get 19 years old and never been nowhere, and now they're impressed when your knucklehead boys are asking to take them to Miami for a weekend. She already been there. But I want them to experience the world at a young age, mm-hmm. you know. So I like to take them with me, but I don't think I would take them with me if I was going super far.
I think if they were older, I think I would. Yeah. Like older. Yes, if I'm going too far, I don't know if I would really want to go. If I'm going too far and they too young, you know. But yeah, I would if they were older, we were going to Petty and stuff like that, then yes.
Yeah, I agree. If they're older, unless they're older. So let me say that. I wouldn't take them with me too far unless they're older. Mm-hmm. But the next few trips I'll go on, if they come with, we will definitely be close mm-hmm. to home, like hours away, I won't be taking them with me if we're traveling any more than about 7 hours, mm-hmm. unless we're going home to Michigan, mm-hmm. Which is a 12-hour drive.
Ooh, honey. That's a drive.
12-hour drive? Girl, we did it so many times that it don't even faze us. We don't even think about it. We be driving to Michigan. Y'all, I'm telling y'all, my husband and I will pack up and drive to Michigan as if Michigan is right down the street. We be gone in a heartbeat.
Yes, you will. Yes, I do.
Let my family call and tell me I gotta be up to Michigan or something happened and I need to be up to Michigan. I'll be gone in a heartbeat. It ain't no thing for me. Mm-hmm. So, mommies, we just wanted to come and drop an episode off and lighten the load a little bit. I know a lot of our episodes have been heavy lately, you know, temper tantrums and disciplining your child and generational curses. And we just wanted to lighten the mood and share our experiences with traveling with these babies.
Mm-hmm. Imagine the pictures. It's just the pictures and the experience. I love it.
Yeah. And then, you know, our children, because they're Georgia peaches, they've never been around snow. So that was very interesting to see their reaction to snow being in Colorado. It definitely was a sight to see. Sadly, though, because they are Georgia peaches, as soon as we got home, Sky was sick. But she's good now. So all praise to the Most High. So, you know what? Let's face it, mommies. We are all a mess somehow, some way. But we make it look
amazing. I'm fine, baby.
So, mommies, keep pushing. Keep striving. Do not give up. I promise you. Just keep doing your best and it will be enough. Trust me, mommies. You got this. Mm-hmm. You got it. And remember, mommies, this weekend, do something amazing for yourself, because why?
You deserve it.
We'll talk to you, mommy, soon.
Bye.
Bye.